Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
For being a part of this radio show, and certainly I do appreciate it. Good morning. It is April the 23rd, 2022. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly we honor our co-host, who has been holding down this show, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who has been giving outstanding lessons. And we have a spirit-filled lesson today, but I want to get the word out. I haven't been receiving any texts. I haven't been receiving any emails. I just need to know if this radio show is beneficial to you, because certainly we are endeavoring to uplift the body of Christ. You know, the theme of this show is destroying the yokes of bondage. Everything that has you bound, everything that has you entangled, we are coming with the word of God to loose you and tell the enemy he has to let you go. Praise the Lord. So continue to reach out and let me know these lessons are uplifting. So we have our announcements, and certainly we have a lot going on. You know, noonday prayer is going to be changed, and we will be in our first prayer for a long time, April the 29th at 9 a.m. We're changing the time to morning prayer. Meet us at 9 in the morning, and certainly we are going to lift up the name of the Lord and pray all to things, to changes happen. And certainly it will happen on April the 29th at 9 a.m., and then May the 13th and May the 27th, all convening at 9 a.m., and this is going to be morning our prayer. Certainly Amazing Grace, we will be celebrating our blog talk on June the 4th, 2022. I've been talking about this date for a long time. Next week, next Saturday, I'm going to give you the date and the location. Praise God, and I'm going to tell you right now, this will be a free event. We are celebrating Blog Talk. All we ask is a goodwill donation when you come, but we're going to have good eats, good word, and certainly I am excited to seeing you in the place so I can see the people who have supported this radio show. And for more information, you can always send me a cell phone. You can text me 309-750-7584. Or you can email me at Mazen, AmazenGracieMinistries@gmail.com. And, of course, you know my address. Certainly I solicit your support and your continued financial support. This event on June the 4th is going to be an expense that the ministry will be footing the bill for, and certainly all donations will certainly help me put this event on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, again, people, saints of the Most High God, I need your support. I need you not only donations, but I need your input. I need your comments. I need you just like you do on YouTube. I need you to like or tell me not, and I think that's another event we're going to. Pray God, we're going to go to YouTube and put this message on YouTube. Praise the Lord. I'm speaking it. I'm speaking it into existence, y'all. Now, come on now. I need your input. I need you to let me know. I need you to let me know you liking it or you're not. Hallelujah. And certainly I decree a blessing to everybody in Radio Land. I decree a blessing that God will continue to enrich and expand your territory, that God will bless you abundantly, and God will bless you for blessing me, hallelujah, and this ministry, because this ministry is ordained by God, and I know it's ordained by God. I know that there's a call on my life, so I guarantee you without a shadow of a doubt that if you bless me and this ministry, God is going to bless you, because He's giving you an end-time word for this season. I'm talking time, on time, in time, and ready for the enemy. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word, because the word of God is alive. It is active. It's going to change your very circumstance. It's going to move you to point A to point B, and it's going to move you all the way down the alphabet. If there's a habit you feel like you cannot get rid of, put it on the altar of God and start reading this word, and that habit will be, shall be, and must be changed. Hallelujah. So we have had a theme for the month of April. And of course, we had a theme for the month of April. It was Passover time. Well, guess what? Passover Sunday was last Sunday, which was Resurrection. Oh, Resurrection Sunday. So I'm changing the theme for this last week in April to Resurrection Power. Yes, that's right, beloved. We have Resurrection Power. Why? Because Christ got up, and we have power. Oh, yes, power. Now we waiting on the day of Pentecost. Oh, praise God. Well, we will. We already got it. But I'm just saying the Bible giving you a little history of the Bible, praise God. So the theme for this Saturday is taking the fight to the enemy. We are taking the fight to the enemy. Get going. So we're living in the last day. The Bible states that in the last day, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boisterous, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, and so forth, every evil thing that you can think of. We had a president, praise the Lord, that encouraged violence, even to say that the election was stolen from him, to incite a riot on January the 6th last year, praise God, and to look at, and so many people want to talk about black lives are violent and they institute violence, but here we had a mob that went and attacked the Capitol, but the difference is the color of their skin. We're still living in the land where the color of our skin matters, and let's be quite honest, we're still struggling with that. We're not teaching our children. We have put away the books for computers. Everyone is out for themselves. Who would have thought that we would have been in a pandemic for the last past 2 years called coronavirus that will cause the loss of so many lives because of this virus? Who would have thought that? Now we are in a so-called recession. Gas prices have seemingly just gone up and out of control. $5 and $6 for a gallon of gas. We see that $35 to fill your tank has now gone to $50. And we see that politicians are using the method of relief to line their pockets with our votes. Hallelujah. And we pray that they're sincere, and they say, well, we want to relieve the people. People are in line for hours running out of gas just to get some gas. So here, that brings us to our text this morning. We are going to Ephesians chapter 6, and this is a familiar verse. We're starting at the 10th verse, and we're going down to the 18th chapter, and I'm going to be reading the New King James Version. And it says, the whole arm of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which ye will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Hallelujah. So I want to take a little time to give you some definitions, praise the Lord. Now, the theme of our discussion on this morning is taking the fight to the enemy. And when you look at take, when you define the take, is the taking is a division or action statement for take. So when you look at take, it's to lay hold of something with one's hand, reach for it or hold, to remove someone or something from a particular place, carrying or bringing with one, convey. And taking is the action or the process of taking something. So if I lay hold, I'm taking possession of my life, meaning I'm laying hold to the gifts that God has for me. I'm taking authority in the name of Jesus to know that everything that the enemy throws at me will be squashed, because the word of God says I can have whatsoever my heart's desire if my ways please the Lord. So when we look at the enemy, let's look and define the enemy. The enemy is a person who is actively opposed or hostile to someone or something, a hostile nation or its armed forces or citizens, especially in time of war. And I need you to circle that definition that I gave you, because literally, beloveds, we are in a time of war. We are living in perilous times. We are living in the last day. And certainly we are fighting, and it's not going to get any better, but it's going to get worse. Why? Because the Lord is on his way back, and scripture has to be fulfilled. Just like the scripture was fulfilled on last Sunday, when the Lord came. Now, the Sunday before that was Palm Sunday, praise God, and the people praised our Savior. They said, Hosanna in the highest, but that final, before the week was over, they said, crucify him. And certainly we know by Resurrection Sunday, and it's not Easter. I know we call it Easter Sunday, but I don't understand how bunnies and eggs have anything to do with Resurrection Sunday. I'm just saying it. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So listen, we have a fight. And a fight means to take part in a violent struggle involving the exchange, the physical or the use of weapons. I need you to get that. I need you to understand a violent confrontation or struggle. Now, is there something in your life where God has told you you can have, but you're struggling? The fight is upon you. Now, here's some terms that I need you to know for the fight. You got to be armed. You got to know your weapons. You got to know that we wrestle. We fight, holding, pushing, struggling, controlling, is to control something. Principalities, the state of, the office of authority, jurisdiction, territories, rulers, the ruler, kings and queens, or that's over a place. And then we have powers, possession of control or authority or influence, darkness. If we ain't living in the darkest time, I don't know. Arising from showing evil traits or desires, hosts, army, physical environment or atmosphere. So, hallelujah, praise God. You know, we get into our praise language and we get into our prayer, and certainly we allow the Spirit of the Lord to move in us. And sometimes there comes a time we have to go beyond this physical body and pray in the Spirit. And when we pray in the Spirit, there's revelation that the Spirit connects with the Father, and we may not understand, but there's a spiritual connection, because there is a force that is about us that's not physical, is not made of flesh and blood. And therefore, the fight is not physical. I want to read you something, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope you get it. I hope those that's not able to be on today will really go back and listen to this lesson, because this is an important lesson. God told me to revisit certain things, because you have to understand that we're in a fight. We're in a fight, and in order for you to win, you've got to take it to the enemy. You've got to slow down and fight spiritually. You've got to fight in a realm that's going to pull down everything that Satan wants to take from you. So the winning team, and this is a commentary on the text that I have read you. It says the spiritual realm has two sides, God's side and Satan's side. Those who have accepted Christ as Savior are on God's side. That automatically makes them enemies of Satan, automatically. You on the Lord's side, Satan can't stand you. This passage says that our battle is against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. These forces are real and powerful and should not be underestimated. Underestimated is you take something for granted. And I've thrown out the terms because you have to understand that this is a fight that we're taking to the enemy. This is a fight that we can win and we must win, but we have to arm ourselves accordingly. We have to understand the fight ain't physical, it's spiritual. Their goal is to make believers ineffective for God's kingdom and to keep unbelievers away from God. See, Satan is here to throw stuff at us to keep us down, depressed, anxious, and afraid. Down, depressed, anxious, and afraid. We'd be afraid to go out outside. When I said we'd be afraid, I know that's not correct English terms, but I just want y'all to understand. Satan wants us to be timid, wants us to walk around here, because so much violence is going on around us. Every day there's something happening. Natural disasters every day. We were out yesterday, and if you live in the city of Chicago, lightning was flowing through the air big time. It was popping and cracking. But oh, if you're on the Lord's side, you understand that you're protected. You understand that God is covering you. So as I was driving and seeing lightning popping in the air, I knew who I serve. I know what side I'm on. And because I know I'm on the Lord's side, He's going to protect me. He's going to keep me. And I guarantee you I'm here today. Sometimes I could hear the crackling above my head as I was driving. But God is able. God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But we've got to take it to the enemy. Woo! Hallelujah. The battle rages constantly. So the battle rages constantly, meaning there is not any downtime. The enemy is on our case 24/7, 7 days a week. He's trying to find new avenues, new portals to get to us, because he understands that his time is winding up. And because he understands that his time is winding up, he's going after us with everything he's got. But I'm here to tell you, God will keep us. Usually beyond our natural vision, meaning we can't see the attack. At times, however, we see it clearly when we face temptations, difficulty, and trials. Evil knows our wickedness. Satan knows where to attack. Our strength for the battle is in God. We need to suit up with God's armor so that we can be ready when Satan attacks. Wearing God's armor, we fight our daily battles, trusting God to fight with us through his Holy Spirit. The war has already been won, and we are on the winning side. Praise God. I want to read that. So we are in perilous times. I talked about that earlier. So it, looking at this world, looking at what we're dealing with, looking at everything that we've gone out, looking at how and what's going on in our environment and in our neighborhoods, Christ is soon to come. The word speaks to this clearly in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. It says, know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. What time should come? Perilous times. What times are we living in? Times of craziness. Time where Satan is killing, stealing, and trying to destroy. Times where all-out violence is happening everywhere. 100% everywhere. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you're going through. So the Bible speaks to this. It says, for man shall be lovers of them own selves, covetousness, boastful. And I said this scripture, I didn't say the scripture, but this is my introduction when I talked about living in the last days. So all these things are happening. And I'm going to jump down to the seventh verse. Verse 6:4, this sort are they which creep into our houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, more able to come to the knowledge of truth. So in essence, when we look at truth, when we look at the manipulation, and society has a strong manipulation in, or Satan is manipulating the truth. If you didn't, why do we, and I'll give you an example, and I'm going to give you an example of last Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Praise the Lord. We have a bunny and egg, and we call it Easter Sunday. And actually, the bunny and the egg is paganism. It was grounded in paganism to really go against the fact that God rose from the dead. So Satan wants to, and certainly wants to commercialize this Easter as a holiday. And he does that so that he can manipulate people to believe that really we don't want to celebrate the fact that it's Resurrection Sunday. It was Resurrection Sunday, and Christ rose with all power in his hands. But we want to commercialize it so you don't know that God is living. Mm-hmm. So the when we look at the armor, the first piece of armor that Paul mentioned in Ephesians 6 and 14 is the belt of truth. And certainly when we look at that, the purpose of the belt is to serve the Roman soldiers. And when we look at Paul, we know the history of Paul. We know that Paul got his turnaround on the road to Damascus, and he was first known as Saul. But when God got to him, there was a transformation. Have you had a transformation with Jesus Christ? And have he changed your life for the better? So, you know, when we look at the girdle of truth, the truth, we have to live daily in truth. The belt of truth, the strong belt, to gird up ourselves with truth. And certainly the enemy is deceiving and deceptive. We must understand that the Roman soldiers would wear a girdle as part of their equipment. In those days, men's clothing was unusual loose garments that came at least to their knees. Praise the Lord. Roman soldiers would wear a tunic, and the first thing that Roman soldiers did before battle is to tie his girdle tightly around his waist in a way that he was able to move freely in battle. So we must understand and seek the truth. We must know the truth. We must understand. We must understand and stand on the Bible. We gird ourselves today with truth means that we say what we really mean, and that we are honest, praise God, sincere, open, and frank. But what is truth? Praise the Lord. When we look at John 17:17, it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your words is truth. Jesus praying to the Father gives us a clear, straightforward definition of truth. God's word, the Holy Bible, the scriptures, the word of God was given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16. The Greek expressions translate the inspiration of God literally means God's breath. He's actively and fully inspired the Bible to reveal his truth to us. His promise, his command, his word, they are all true, plain and simple. After all, the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who will alienate he will arm us accordingly, and he will use it. And there's nothing that could prevail against the word of God. His arm is stretched out and will take it back. In Isaiah 14:27, means what can go against the word of God? Who can harm it? Who can defeat the word? Nobody, because the word of God is inspired by God. So God stands on his word, and therefore, because his word is alive and active and true, there's nothing that can prevail against the word of God. So if God says something, there is no force that can stop him from doing it. We can rest assured that he will do it. What can go against the word of God? Nothing. What can go against God? Nothing. And therefore, God said it, we must believe it. So when we talk about the truth as our belt, and certainly we have to understand that we have to be truthful. We have to be honest. We have to know that the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and to destroy. And I say that quite often, praise the Lord. You know, God's word is the Christian source of truth. God's word is truth. He uses the truth to purify, consecrate us, and to separate us for himself, to make us holy. So when we look at Satan, now there's a dangerous alliance, and it says Satan, and I want to read this, Satan is God's avowed enemy, seeking to circumvent and corrupt every part of God's creation, from the beauty of earth to love between people. Every good thing is Satan's target. His realm is powerful, but he is not more powerful than God. The cult is aligned with Satan. Mysterious powers and forces work in the occult, attempting to convince many people. Those involved in the occult may practice various forms of Satan worship. Others attempt to tell the future or cast spells. Still others seek to contact dead people and communicate with their spirits. Satan is quite real, and occult power can be very real too. Believers must not let a desire to know the future, understand the past, lead them to any form of involvement in cults. Yet even people who have been involved in occult practices can be forgiven by God. His power is infinitely greater than Satan. So we understand, praise the God. You know, we're talking about taking the fight to the enemy. We're talking about arming ourselves accordingly. And I gave you some terms, and then I talked about the occult practices. We understand that we are living in a time where it's not about flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of iniquities in high places. And I need you to understand that every city has a demonic force assigned to it. The city of Chicago have a demonic force of evil assigned to it. Every state have demons and unfamiliar spirits assigned to those states, every state. Because if you look at the scriptures, if you look at Ephesians, it talks about principalities. And I gave you some definitions. It talked about, and let me see if I can give you that again. Praise God. It says principalities. And when you look at principalities, principalities, those spirits are over states. They're over offices of authority. So when you get to presidential elections, when you get to various people in high places, those positions, they're demonic forces at work. We just don't operate in flesh and blood. Some people think that what you see is what you get. That's not true. We got to understand the battle that we're fighting. We've got to understand that this is a war, and we have got to know our enemy. We've got to pray, God, let me reveal the enemy afar off. See, if we know the enemy, then we know what's working in our children. We know what's working in our home. This spirit ain't right. And we've got to call those things that is not as though they are. So we have the ability to pull down every stronghold. And I talked about truth. And I talked about girding ourselves with truth. Because in order for us to be able to take the fight to the enemy, we have got to be truthful. We have got to make sure that nothing in us will separate us from the love of God. Sometimes we try to play pity-packy with the enemy. We want to say, oh, those little sins ain't a problem, but a little sin mess up the whole loaf. And certainly that scripture, praise God, but I'm just paraphrasing it, but a little sin will take you out of here, praise God. But we have got to understand we can't play with the enemy and expect to have power over the enemy. I got 7 minutes. I got to go. But we cannot play with the enemy and expect to have power over the enemy. We have got to take it to the enemy, and we have got to be armed accordingly. Now, Ephesians 6 talks about how we are armed. And I just talked a little bit about one piece of the armor, because I wanted you to understand the principalities against or rulers. That first couple of scriptures that says we fight against flesh and blood. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor. And that 12 talks about what we fight against, not 10 or 11. And I just want to be clear what the scripture says. Praise God. But we have to understand, huh? We have to understand that we have got to be equipped to fight. There's principalities, there's rulers, there are powers, all of these darkness, hopes. Satan's power is real. He's got a host of demonic forces fighting against you, fighting you at every turn. When you walk out your house, he's there, every demonic spirit. And therefore, we've got to be prayerful. We've got to be watchful. We've got to put the whole arm upon you. You know, it's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I need your favor today. Open doors for me. Open doors that I couldn't open. Keep all hurt, harm, and danger away from me. You know, when we get in church and that dismissal prayer talks about allowing the angels to encamp round about you as you leave, because Satan is out and Satan is trying. Satan is fighting. If he can't get you, he's going to get your family. Because he's coming after you with all forces. Wrestle, I gave you a definition. We're fighting, we're wrestling, but we are not fighting against flesh and blood. You know, sometimes we get upset because somebody don't talk to us. Honey, that's not the fight. The fight is the spirituality. That person might be going through, might be having her own problem. You know, sometimes we go through all types of problems. You know, I've been in a fight with my dad. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy tried to take him out. The enemy had wanted to attack him. He's been in the hospital four times between the last part of February and just this 2 weeks ago. But praise God, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. We can pray, and when we pray, our prayers are heard. The Bible says because God got up on Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday, and then 40 days later, he sent the Comforter. And because we are with, because the Holy Ghost lives in us, we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We can speak and we can fight them. We can fight in our prayer language. And because we have the weapons, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. So those imps, those demons, those warlocks, those unfamiliar spirits, because Christ came and because 40 days later, there was a day of Pentecost. And because Pentecost came, we are now equipped them to be mighty in God, to speak those things that is not and declare that our family membership live and not die. That's the word. Speak the word. Deliver the word, because the word is our truth. The word of God, he cannot. God stands on his word. He can only swear by his word. So the enemy has no power against the word. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I thank you for this word on this morning. I thank you for being able to be equipped. This word is powerful. I pray, God, that this word will hit somebody. I pray, God, that somebody that's not saved will hit on this blog and will tap on it and know that they can be forgiven of their sins. Oh, if they die today and they have not confessed you as their Savior, they are going to live in eternity in hell. But I pray, God, that they will say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Therefore, now you are saved. We bind the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We are taking dominion over everything, every person that listens to this radio show. We are taking authority. Oh, and we binding the enemy. Oh, Jesus, everyone that has connected to this show in the present and in the future and in the past, we speak healing, we speak deliverance, we speak salvation, and we declaring it powerfully because you have given us that authority. And therefore, because you have given us that authority, we break every yoke. We destroy every yoke. We sever every tie. Oh, every tie that has men bound, loose here, Satan, we speaking healing, we speaking deliverance, we speaking salvation. We declared because God has said it is so in his word, and we declaring what God has said, and God cannot lie. He can only swear by himself. So we stand on truth this morning. We stand on the powerful word of God, and we speak it, we declare. Said, it is so in Jesus' name. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I hope. Thank you for each and every one that is tuning in on this lesson. I pray something will say it that has encouraged you. I pray, God, that you understand that God is with you. And we declare the salvation of the Lord. I pray that you will draw nigh to God, because if you draw nigh to God, he certainly will draw nigh to you. We will be hearing from our co-host on next Saturday. She will wrap us up and send us on to the following month. God bless. Be blessed. Continue to keep me in your prayers. Continue to keep everyone associated with this ministry in your prayers. We need your prayer. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.